you pick up a, you call another ambulance, and somebody may be trained, they may not. So you got a shield of oxygen, you know, everything. All your first aid equipment's there.
How long did I get this program?
Oh, I guess about 2 or 3 years.
Better than what they got in Atlanta.
Well, I tell you, all of us kind of wondered about it at first. See, now they are stationed at every, it's one at every fire station. So when you call the switchboard, city switchboard, they just give the call to the fire station. See, and they take it from, they had, you know, they had on a place for fire station. Well, it's 24-hour service. And like I say, it's very good. I haven't heard anybody complain other than the bill. You see, and by being city, just like if you a taxpayer, well, you had to pay them no money. Oh, they bill you. Tax department bill you. So you don't have to worry about having any medical call.
What different kinds of melons are there?
Watermelon. Honeydew melon. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're from. Melon. Cantaloupe.
What melon?
Cantaloupe.
Anything similar to a cantaloupe?
Marshmallow.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I've only eaten watermelon and cantaloupe. I had both of them today, but I don't. The others, I don't bother. A lot of people say they're real sweet and stuff.
Marshmallows?
Yeah, and the honeydew melon. But I have me. I don't eat it.
Are there different kinds of watermelons, different names?
Yeah.
You know what some of them
are? Oh, you got a yellow meat watermelon, you got a striped watermelon, you got a plain watermelon.
Mm-hmm. And what little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods and fields after it rains.
Little umbrella.
Little thing's got a stem and...
I don't know about that.
Well, what could you eat with steak? What could they have?
Mushroom.
Okay. Is there any other name for mushroom or something kind of similar? Maybe the kind that you don't eat?
Toadstool.
Okay.
And that's the reason I don't eat mushrooms, because I don't know the difference.
Something people smoke made out of tobacco.
Pipe.
Or?
Cigarette.
And the big brown thing.
Cigar.
And someone offered to do you a favor. You might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel...
imposing?
Or you don't want to feel like you owe them something then. You say you don't
want to
feel
obligated.
Did you ever say beholden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beholden.
Is there any difference between obligated and beholden?
In a sense, there isn't. It depends upon which way you put it. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh. Someone asked you if you were able to do something. You say, sure, I
can.
Okay. And if you weren't able to, you'd say no.
I cannot. No, I cannot.
Or
no, I cannot.
An abbreviated way of saying that.
I
no.
can't.
And if you just refuse, they say, will you? And you say no.
I am not.
Or no, I what?
Will not.
What?
Or won't.
Okay.
Is that what you want the abbreviations of?
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and
I've done all I'm going to do by sundown.
Did you ever say, I've done and worked all I'm going to?
No, I don't see it.
You say, there was a bad accident, but there wasn't any use in calling the doctor, because when we got there, the person was what?
Dead.
Was what dead?